This is the Livestream Podcast, episode 19, for June the 1st, 2016.
And so that's when I said, no, the pus is coming from inside the house.
Yummy!
Off to a good start.
Absolutely. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Livestream Final Fantasy Podcast.
This isn't the cooking podcast? Never mind the story, then.
I am Mike Ficklin, also known as Vader SW1 on the forums, and joining me on this mythic quest into all things Final Fantasy are Ryu Shikaze.
Pibbly pibbly.
And the wonderful Tetsujin.
Hello, hello.
Yes, the man who makes me not last in the roster call.
You're welcome.
I do thank you for it.
Basically, what this show is about is for an hour or so every few weeks, we'll discuss all things Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy related. We'll hit upon recent news and notes and delve into a different topic of discussion each episode. If you have a recommendation for something we should discuss, feel free to email us at lifestreampod@gmail.com or comment on the episode posts on the forums each week. And yeah, it's been a while.
Remember, folks, there is no topic too stupid, raunchy, or even off topic for us.
Especially when you've got Ryu and Carly typically on the same show.
I mean, if you ever listen to the Boomerang Squad at episodes that I'm on, we tend to drift.
For sure. But that's okay. That's what makes it entertaining.
Oh, yes.
So just a real quick update on what in the world's been going on, if you've been wondering. I've had a lot going on with some personal stuff, and tried to get a comic book going through Kickstarter, and that didn't happen, so we should be back on a regular schedule going forward here. I know we've missed some bits and pieces of news here and there, and we are certainly going to hit on some of the bigger news items that we've missed over the last few weeks. What's been new with you guys?
Nothing much. Been playing a little bit of FF6, but I'm still on the World of Balance, so...
I am as well. I just finished doing the Saban quest early on in the game. So I just finished that up. So
our erstwhile third companion is also still on the World of Balance, as it seems, having just started the opera.
Yeah, I think. We all just are taking our time with Final Fantasy VI, mainly because I gave us so much time to get it completed. We're not currently scheduled to finish it till June the 24th. And I'll be honest with you, I'm enjoying the hell out of playing it. Every time I pick up Final Fantasy VI, it wraps and enthralls me. I love Final Fantasy VI so much. It's going to be a glowing retrospective, I promise.
Yep. But we're just going to have to vote it a 1 just to be obstinate and piss off a lot of people. We're going to have to do the same for 7, too. I mean...
Oh, for sure. You know. We need
and
to
then,
find...
of course, 8, we have to rate, you know, a 17 out of Q.
We have to find some dissenting opinions about 6 and 7 here just to have someone on here for people to hate.
All right, so Carly for 7.
I'm sorry, Tets, and I heard you speak up there. What did you say there?
Oh, yeah, I was just saying I'm looking forward to the retrospective.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Are you playing along with us?
Not really, but no. FF6 is pretty much the only of the classic Final Fantasy games that I actually finished, and I really, really like it.
Yeah, it's hands down the best of the Final Fantasy games from the Nintendo era. Hands down.
For sure.
I wish it had a little bit more to do with job system, but the Esper system is a pretty good compromise.
It really is, and you can really tell where Final Fantasy VII's materia system borrowed pretty heavily from the way that the Esper system works in VI. So I'm so looking forward to it.
Oh yeah.
We also might have a very special announcement about the retrospective coming up here soon. Just waiting to hear back. But we may have something a little special going on.
That's right. We might be pregnant. We're not saying who, but it's not Carly.
It might be JT. Yes. Who is conspicuous by his absence tonight. All right, so we'll move into some news and notes here. I know this isn't covering all the little bits and pieces that have come around since we had our last episode, but these are the important ones that I thought we would hit on and would be something that people would be interested in here. So starting off, we did get a surprise release of the Final Fantasy X-X-2 remaster to Steam back on May the 12th. As I recall, and I could be recalling incorrectly, but it seems to me like Square was kind of non-committal about whether or not it was ever going to see a PC release, and then just up and surprised us with it.
Yeah, it just seemed to come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't recall them ever saying anything about whether it would or not. But it definitely, they've had a rush of releases to Steam very recently, including 9 Lightning Returns and this. So I think Square's actually realizing that Steam is a viable platform only several years after everybody else realized it.
For sure. I'm sure that there are many, many fans of Final Fantasy X rejoicing in the fact that this was released to Steam. I did read something about the fact that there was some irritation about the fixed frame rate and some people trying to dink around with it and such, but otherwise I've heard nothing but good things about it, really.
I'll now have to decide whether or not I'm going to use my PSTV or Steam when we actually get back around to doing 10 and 10-2.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm actually going to play it on my Vita. My Vita definitely doesn't get as much love as it should, and I absolutely love the Vita, so I will probably play it via that
platform.
Well,
that makes one out of you and Sony. Because Sony did not ever give love to the Vita.
No, and it's a shame because it really is a wonderful video game system. I don't understand why it failed so hard. It's
Sony so mismanaged good. It like crap.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not disagreeing with you. And I wonder if its failure is going to be kind of the end of Sony trying to do handheld gaming systems.
Well, it's not the fact that they had a handheld gaming system that, you know, it was the fact that they basically tried to sell you the system once, and then they absolutely tried to sell you the actual expandable memory at a ludicrous price point. So Sony has always been trying to capture, the media market by putting out standards that only they are using, and 80% of the time, it has bitten them in the ass. Blu-ray is kind of the notable exception.
Yeah, I was going to say, somehow that managed to beat out HD DVD, and it beat it out in a fucking hurry, too.
Yeah.
Tets, you got anything on the XX2 remaster to Steam? Have you played it?
Not really. I'm not really a PC gamer. I'm pretty much primarily consoles.
I am, too. I'll have to try to remember, and I will ask Lex next time he's on the show, because I'm sure he bought it. Next item that I saw was that Justice Monsters 5, the Justice Monsters 5 release has been delayed, at least in North America, due to technical issues, from what I understand. They're supposed to give more details and an official release date at E3 here in a couple of weeks. Kind of weird, given the fact that it released just fine over in Japan, and is it in Europe, Tets?
Honestly, I have no clue. I haven't really been following this. I don't think so, though.
Yeah, just, I don't know, it seems kind of bizarre to be having technical issues at this stage. Maybe we'll know more about it when E3 rolls around here, especially with as open as Tabata is about everything.
I'm pretty sure we're all very stoked about this glorified pinball game.
Yep.
Pretty much. Yeah, the only reason I would be overly stoked about it is if it has some kind of cool tie-in to Final Fantasy 15, like, you know, playing it reaps rewards, like good rewards to be used in Final Fantasy 15.
We'll see. We'll see. Although, yeah. You can play the game within the actual FF15 game, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, what I'm hoping for is something to the effect of the more you play it, like, you know, the more points you earn, you can trade in those points for items or cash in game. I don't know that's what's actually going to happen, but that's what I'm hoping for.
I mean, I could definitely see it having, you know, in-game prizes for high scores, and that would give people a reason to play it off the game. You know,
right
on their morning commutes and whatnot.
Next piece of information I saw was that Final Fantasy Brave Exvius is receiving an English localization, and they are going to apparently have a playable demo, I believe, at E3. If I recall correctly, this is one of their mobile titles, is it not?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a free-to-play game, if I recall correctly.
We'll put free in quotations because it's probably gonna feature heavily in-app purchases. So
yeah, absolutely, definitely
freemium.
I have to admit, though, it actually looks kind of good. I'm digging the art style and everything.
I was gonna say, is this the one that is very reminiscent of classic Final Fantasy, like NES era Final Fantasy or SNES era Final Fantasy?
Yeah, it's definitely like 2D sprite art style, like, yeah. You know, 16-bit and such. It looks really good, actually.
Yeah, yeah. If it's the one that I'm recalling from, I think they announced it like at E3 last year, and if it's the one I'm thinking of, it did look like it was the best of the mobile games that they had coming up, so I am excited about that.
Yeah, I'm generally not really into mobile gaming or free-to-play and everything, but I might actually check this one out. I mean, since it's, you know, quote-unquote free, at least you don't have to pay anything to just, you know, give it a try.
Right, exactly. I have an intense hatred for the freemium games for the most part, but if this provides a decent experience, I might be tempted to have to continue with it, so.
Yeah, same.
Ryu, are you gonna try it out at all?
I might. I'm not terribly big on mobile games either, but it looks like it's interesting enough to at least warrant a download and a test, if not, you know, necessarily, you know, long-term attention.
Right.
But it has that stupid like energy system that a lot of mobile games have. I don't know. I hate that sort of thing.
Yeah, are you talking about like you can only play for so long and then you have to sit and wait a few hours for your energy to rebuild, or you can pay to have it restored?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I fucking hate that shit too. I really like Record Keeper, and that's probably the best mobile game that Square has released thus far, in my opinion. And I just got annoyed with the running out of energy thing that you're talking about and the fact that they kept releasing new content over and over and over again. I never felt like I was actually getting to play any of the main story because I was always trying to chase their new content and I ended up having to give it up. But yeah, I feel you on that one. Hopefully it's not like that, although I suspect it probably will be. It was also announced that playable demos of Final Fantasy XIV and Final Fantasy XV will appear at E3. I'm curious if the Final Fantasy XV demo is going to be the Platinum demo or if they're actually going to have something else to show us.
Well, I know what some of my previews for E3 or my predictions for E3 are. There will be playable demos.
Director Hajime Tabata will appear via live stream to answer some pre-selected fan questions. And apparently you can tweet your questions to him using hashtag AskFFXV. And you might have a chance of your question being selected and answered. So that's pretty neat.
I mean, I'm just sort of wondering how badly that's going. Not that Pete, he's not going to get a lot of legitimate stuff, but I'm just wondering how terrible the internet's going to be with that.
You know, my problem with a lot of these kind of fan Q&A things is a lot of the same questions get asked all the time. And the other thing is it starts getting too spoilery. Like, I feel like Square has given us a ton of information about Final Fantasy 15 ahead of its release here. And I really don't think I want to know anything else about it. I want to be surprised. I want to enjoy my experience with playing the game the first time. I don't feel like I want all the answers ahead of the release of the game.
I'm honestly almost ready to go in a media blackout for FF15.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Tets. That's exactly what I'm saying. I will probably avoid any spoilery shit about it that gets revealed at E3, to be honest. But then again, I may have no choice but to end up getting spoiled on it because I have to report the news on the podcast, so...
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, right?
Yeah, right. I might be screwed. And I thought this was kind of a rather humorous piece of news here. Famitsu hosted an interview with Hironobu Sakaguchi and Hajime Tabata. There were some very funny stories about Sakaguchi drunkenly giving his approval for Final Fantasy 15 to Tabata. I thought it's very funny. There's some.
I just assume that everything that happens at Square Enix is done drunkenly.
Drunkenly.
it's how I explain third birthday happening. That game is a pile. I'll say what it's a pile of, because that would be insulting to piles.
Wasn't that also Tabata directing this, or am I wrong about that?
The problem wasn't who was directing it. The problem was that it was done in the 13 style of everybody worked on their own thing and they didn't fucking talk to each other. So it was horrifically fragmented. Also, it had nothing to do with the other Parasite Eve games.
I wonder if they lost the rights to it or something.
Oh, no, they absolutely lost the rights to the Parasite Eve name. It was under a contract. It ran out literally the year before they released Third Birthday.
Oh, okay.
It was originally a novel that they licensed the name of. The novel is utterly fucked up, but the first two Parasite Eve games are awesome, so...
Fucked up in a good way fucked up, or fucked up in a bad way fucked up?
Fucked up in that bad things should happen to organ donors, because how dare they?
I am gonna put a link to this interview with Sakaguchi and Tabata on the show notes. It's well worth the read. It reads pretty fast, but there's not a lot of new information being given out about Final Fantasy 15 or anything. It's more about how Sakaguchi kind of got back I guess his good graces with Square, I guess is the best way to put that. Last piece of news that I had here, and actually before I get to that, I want to go ahead and bring up something that Ryu actually just brought up to Tets and I right before we started recording here. I don't know how many of you were aware of this or not, but apparently Ryu had sharp eyes and was able to discover a video that Square posted. I assume it must have been posted to their Japanese Final Fantasy 15 community. But basically, it's a 2-minute video of the chocobos in action from Final Fantasy 15. And it features a really cool folk version of the chocobo theme. Some pretty cool stuff, interactions with the chocobo, including the chocobos relaxing with the party at night and at a campfire, the chocobos attacking some of the saber tusks
autonomously attacking.
Yes, yes. some pretty cool stuff featured in that video, and I will include that video in the show notes so that you can check it out, because I'm not sure how many of us actually knew that that was out there. So thank you, Ryu.
You are welcome.
So the last piece of news I had here is in the form of an announcement. We have been actually discussing this for a while now, and I've been holding off on announcing it. But now that we're actually getting close to a point where the news is probably going to be trickling in as far as what's coming for Final Fantasy 15, I don't expect that E3 is going to have a lot of earth-shattering Final Fantasy 15 news. Could be wrong, but I'm not expecting that. So with the news starting to slow down a little bit, heading into the release of Final Fantasy 15, I thought it might be an interesting thing to open up the podcast and allow some of our listeners to be featured on the podcast. The idea here is that basically the live stream Final Fantasy podcast interviews you, and we're looking to basically interview one person per podcast. I don't know that we're going to do it on a every 2 week basis or whatnot. I'm not sure the logistics of that just yet. I'll get you some more details on that as we gear up to start doing this. But basically the rules of this would be, you must be an active current member in good standing on the livestream.net forums. You have to own a microphone and headphones or earphones, and you'll want to be able to, or have to be able to install Mumble and run the Mumble client on your computer. You must be able to record on weeknights after 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And you please note that we do reserve the right to edit or remove anything that we deem to be offensive in the midst of the conversation here. So, are you interested? Then simply reply to the posts we put up on the livestream.net forums about this and let us know, and we'll get back in contact with you. I'm kind of excited about doing this.
Don't feel bad about getting offensive things cut out. It happens to us all the...
Tets, will you be joining us for some of these interview episodes?
I might. If I'm not asleep, that is, because, you know...
I don't know. We might need that hard-hitting unconscious commentary. No. I need the cookies. Don't take them. I need to fight the pig with them.
What?
Oh, boy.
That sounds more like a drug-induced haze than it does sleep.
Sleep, drug-induced haze. What really is the difference?
That being said, closing up the news and notes here. For our main topic this episode, I thought we would do two things here. I thought we would talk about our predictions for this year's E3, which does run from June 14th to June 16th. And then I also thought we might talk a little bit about it being the 1 year, or coming up on the 1 year anniversary of the Final Fantasy VII remake, which is really hard to believe. So we'll start out with our E3 predictions here, and kind of go about this round robin. Ryu, do you want to go ahead and start?
All right. So obviously my first prediction is that there will be playable demos of 15 and 14 at E3. Actual
whatever
predictions.
Makes you think that.
I got a hunch. Just I can't explain it. I think we're gonna get some Nier Automata. Because it's been it's been a year since it was announced, and we've been about a couple months since anything big was announced for it. So I think we're going to get some information on that. I definitely think they're going to give us something big on Deus Ex Divided, because they've been building up to that pretty big recently, and that's... still slated to come out soonish. I don't know the exact date, actually. Have they released the exact date?
Not that I have seen.
Yeah, maybe we'll finally get the actual release date for, you know, Divided. But, let's see, and What was the other big sort of prediction that I was thinking that they might do?
Do you think they might show anything new as far as the Final Fantasy VII Remake is concerned?
I definitely think they will, but I don't think that's going to be necessarily like their big announcement. I think that's going to be their, oh, and by the way, you know, not the, we're just slipping it in, wink, wink, yeah. Nudge, nudge.
Yeah, it'll be the tag, if you will.
Yeah. The other, see, what was the other? I don't think they're going to do anything necessarily Parasite Eve. It was something to do with another one of their properties that's been,
We talking about Chrono?
No. Kingdom Hearts? It's another one of their, Fear Effect, but not actually Fear Effect. It was one of their mid-90s properties that was like, oh, well, that they haven't done anything with that in a while. But I actually saw something about it. I'll try and remember what the heck I was thinking of. Because it just seemed like sort of an outside shot, but it seemed like it was a possibility from some of the, like, you know, new fan art, new designs that nobody had quite, that nobody had owned up to a drawing sort of thing for one of them. And I'm trying to remember which one it was.
So in other words, you're anticipating that they're going to announce some kind of sequel or maybe a remake to this, whatever you're trying to think of.
Yeah.
Well, while you're trying to think of that, how about you, Tets? You got any particular predictions for E3?
Well, I think we're kind of overdue for some Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts 3.
No, we're never gonna get a Kingdom Hearts game ever.
Yeah, I have no idea how Nomura's handling both the 7 Remake and Kingdom Hearts 3 at the same time, but I definitely hope we'll get some Kingdom Hearts 3 stuff.
A lot of sake, Tets. A lot of sake.
Oh, it was an ogre battle game.
Okay.
So thinking about it, I also think that it like if they ever decided to bring up a new front mission game, I would not be opposed to that.
Not familiar with either of those. I never played any of them.
Front mission is a modern day military mech tactics game.
Okay.
Whereas Tactics, the entire Ogre series, Tactics Ogre, Ogre Battle, etc., is very much like Final Fantasy Tactics, but noticeably different. It's its own thing.
Gotcha.
So I don't know that they're gonna do something, but I've seen some Ogre stuff that looked newish. I also don't think that they're going to do... They also just released a Star Ocean, so it doesn't seem likely that they're going to be doing a Star Ocean.
For sure.
But I could definitely see...
They might demo it.
They're actually bringing back a lot of their older IPs in some way or another, so...
Tets, go ahead again. Sorry.
Shit, what was I saying? Okay. Kingdom Hearts 3,
yes.
7 Remake, and dare I say, FF12 HD Remaster.
Yes.
Get to it, Square Enix.
Yes. That actually was going to be my big prediction for E3. I really think the 12 Remaster has to be on the horizon here.
No, they know how much Fangu wants it, and they're doing it just to spite her.
I have to believe that it's more than that there has to be more than just a coincidence that it was mentioned at a Distant World show and such. It has to be in development already. And I would think that the 12 HD remaster is going to be their biggest announcement at E3.
You're right. They're going to release the announcement that they're making a Final Fantasy 12 Revenant Wings HD remaster.
Oh, holy shit. You know, the only question in my mind is, do you put out the Zodiac version of the game, or do you give the player the option to play either the original version of the game or the Zodiac version of the game? Either way, I personally, I want to play I want to play the Zodiac, the International Jobs System version. But if we can't have, if they're not going to do that by itself, I'd at least like to have the option to play either or. Is that feasible?
I don't see why not. Though everybody says that the Zodiac version is the superior edition, so.
That's what I've heard as well.
I mean, could we get a an 8 remaster with the Junction system stripped out and a functioning system put in?
Well, you know what? If they were to do an 8 complete remake, let's strip out the Junction system and let's remove the stupid ass shit where the enemies level up with you and
and that whole amnesia just, plot.
Yes, God, yes. Can we finally get a clarification on whether or not fucking Squall is dead?
Do you mean physically or, you know, inside?
Well, I'll have to just go ahead and go out on a limb and say he's been dead inside the whole fucking game. But I'm talking about physically now.
I don't think he's dead.
I've read some very interesting and somewhat convincing fan theories about him being dead post the assassination attempt, but nothing obviously that's concrete.
Almost all of those go with the R equals U, and that's also, you know, completely debunked.
Aside from a Final Fantasy XII remaster, and hopefully they can give us some news about Kingdom Hearts 3 and a release date for Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm not holding my breath for that, though. So,
I mean, Kingdom Half-Life 3, you know, Birth by Headcrab is you know, on everybody's, you know, mind.
Could it be possible, since you mentioned Ryu, that Square's been digging up some of their old properties here, could we possibly see an announcement regarding the Chrono series, maybe?
I hesitate to call it the Chrono series, even though that there have been two of them. The second one has largely been...
Fair enough.
Not that it was a bad game, but it was a bad sequel. And Square doesn't like to mention it much. Now, if they did do a proper sequel to Trigger, that would be interesting. I would want Akira Toriyama to come back and do goofy ass designs for it. You know, get the full Super Saiyan going for Chrono.
Hell yes. I wonder if Square's missed its boat by not doing anything with that IP for so long.
The thing is, I don't think that they need the Chrono IP. What they just need is a fun time travel related game. And for all of its stupidity, 13-2 was that. It was a fun time travel game. In contrast to Third Birthday, which was a terrible time travel game.
I would argue whether or not the word fun should be associated with 13-2 or not.
13-2 was legitimately fun, just exceedingly stupid.
I would put the fun for 13-2 in the same category as the fun for Final Fantasy 2 or Final Fantasy 8.
Well, no, okay. 8 can also be very, very fun. You just don't play on its terms.
That's what. Fair enough. Fair enough. I'll agree with you there. Fair enough.
You don't play along with 8 or 13-2. You are. It's a combative thing. And you're definitely just sort of trying to pull the wool over its eyes. like, I will recommend people game, but I will also recommend them do the Lightning DLC first and just steamroll the rest of that. It's fun.
And I mean, anybody that's never played Final Fantasy VIII before, too, I highly recommend you just cheese the fuck out of that game, man.
Disc 1 Lionheart, just cheese the fuck follow out the of best it. Junctions.
Yep, There is so much fuckery you can get away with in Final Fantasy.
You can do the entire not even final funny. Dungeon without taking any damage if you know what to do.
The best part. Well, never mind. I'll wait for our Final Fantasy VIII retrospective on that because I have so much to say about that final dungeon. So, okay. Outside of Square Enix products, do you guys have anything that you guys are looking forward to seeing at E3?
I'm hoping to see something from WayForward. Like, they're not a big name, but they actually have been developing a big game, so I don't know if they're going to release it at E3, but they might release it around E3. Information on the final version of Shantae Half-Genie Hero. I'd love to see Zelda news, maybe something on the NX, though I think that's a year early for actual release.
Or Metroid.
But we might actually get the announcement of the proper announcement of the NX and a release date.
Hopefully it's worth purchasing.
Yep.
I'd kind of like to get more news about the Telltale Batman game that's on its way. I'm very much looking forward to that.
I think it'd be interesting if you didn't I'm play much as only Batman looking forward in it. To, so, sorry.
I was just saying I'm pretty much only looking forward to The Legend of Zelda. I think Nintendo is doing a live stream, and that's pretty much the only thing they're showing at E3, if I recall correctly.
I don't think
correctly.
That's going to be the only thing, but I do think that's going to be their big ticket item, and then they're going to slip, like with you know, Square and any 7 news, I think they're just going to slip stuff in.
Yeah, I don't know. If they are going to go full on with promoting the NX, then I hope that they've got something to show other than fucking Super Mario Brothers. Hopefully they've got Zelda to show off, or maybe some Metroid, because I love Metroid. So, would that be too much to ask?
I actually do hope that Metroid Federation Force turns out good and sells well, because I would love another Metroid. But I don't
think
they're getting an announcement. I think that they're testing the waters because of how terrible a Metroid Other M is. And I could go on for at least an hour on how terrible Metroid Other M was and how to fix it. But I won't. You're welcome.
I just want another Metroid Prime.
Yes, I would love Retro to go back to Metroid Prime.
And while we're at it, let's go ahead and bring Mega Man back and to the Nintendo system, and let's bring back Rampage. I want a modern Rampage game.
I can definitely see a modern Rampage.
It'd be fucking amazing. I love Rampage.
World Tour is great. A local barcade has a copy of that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep, come visit.
We'll drink and play Rampage.
Maybe in that order.
Or maybe both at the same time.
Exactly.
Maybe we can get Lex to come down from Canada.
Sorry, I'm mentally singing the Girlfriend in Canada song from Avenue Q. Give me a second.
Actually, the moment when you said something about drinking, the moment that I started thinking about Dennis Leary's Irish drunken fight song. So, so that being said, then how about it's hard to believe that it's been 1 year since almost a year since the Final Fantasy VII remake announcement came from E3, and it seems like we really, other than the additional little gameplay trailer they gave us a while back here, it's really kind of been kind of hush-hush for most of the year about it.
I'm just sort of trying to think of what to say. Usually when they make a big announcement and don't give anything, they're waiting to make a big splash at like E3.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only other major news that they dropped about it was the fact that it was going to be done in multiple installments, but we don't know anything about how those multiple installments are going to work or anything like that. So,
I just don't know. You know, we give it to Taro Yoko and let Platinum, you know, build it just like they're doing with Nier Automata. We'll just have blood and guts and horrible people everywhere.
I am not familiar with the game that you're referring to, so I assume it's being done in multiple installments as well?
No, actually, it's not. So, Nier Automata is the sequel to Nier, which is one of the most loved but littlest known Square Enix titles of the last console generation. It was a PS3 title that had near universal acclaim from the five people that played it. To the point where I do think that an LP'er was responsible for more actual sales of the game than Square Enix's initial marketing. And I don't say that facetiously, because the LP'er actually got contacted by the director and personally thanked.
Wow.
But anyways, it's part of a series of games that have been going on for a while by developer Taro Yoko, who works for Square Enix, called Drakengard in the West and Dragon Dragoon in the East. And last year, everybody and their mother was shocked to learn that they were actually giving Nier a sequel. Great that everybody was shocked that, you know, Drakengard 3 happened in the first place, but that actually sold fairly well. But yeah, no, the thing is that Taro Yoko has really good, if horrible, people plots, but his gameplay is not always the best, whereas he's working with Platinum now, so it's going to be the best of both worlds. And so I would just love to see someone like Platinum taking over the gameplay aspect.
Do you think that, I mean, I know we're basing our any opinions we give on the very little information that's been given, but do you think, based on the fact that they're going to do this in multiple installments, that they are going to allow backtracking to older locations from previous installments?
I mean, I can't imagine, because it's available in the original game and was necessary in the original game, I don't think that, like, the question is, how much are they going to allow you to backtrack?
Right.
I do think that in the end, they're absolutely, at least in the last chapter, they're going to have to include the ability to go everywhere. But they might, you know, make invisible walls, basically, during the middle chapters, of not allowing you to go backwards. Literally, by such things as going, the ferry's out and we don't have a boat, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they play this out. Especially, like, if you're one of those that likes to try to get the gold chocobo as quickly as possible. Being able to do some backtracking once you actually have the gold chocobo to go get certain items, certain materia and stuff. It should be interesting to figure out how they play this out. So I'm again, they have not given us a whole lot of information. I'm hoping they're going to give us more information at this year's E3, but we really got nothing to go off of other than the two trailers and the very little information that they've trickled out here and there.
Yeah, it's a bit premature to discuss what they will or will not definitely do, which is why I do think that, though it's not going to be one of the things they announce, I definitely think that they're going to give us some big information.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. Tets, you got anything on it?
Not really, no.
I'm expecting a big expose write-up about this on the livestream.net this week from you.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to need a big editorial from you about it. 3,000 words, no less.
30 years old, I'm still getting homework. Unbelievable.
Well, much like with homework, just repeat the word sausages about 500 times in the middle. I did occasionally throw in when I had to do busy work assignments, every once in a while I would just throw in a complete nonsense sentence in the middle of a paper just to see if somebody caught it.
I think we're all guilty of doing that for a time or two. That said, I think we can go ahead and close up our main topic discussion. Really not a lot to be said, because there's just a lot of uncertainty surrounding what Square might have up their sleeve for E3. I think we can, however, all safely say that we really want that Final Fantasy XII HD remaster to be announced for sure. So,
and some of us are willing to kill for it. Now, I'm not going to name names. I'm just going to say that the name rhymes with Bangu.
And Fangu, again, I promise you, you will be featured on any serious discussions we have about Final Fantasy XII going forward.
Well, any dedicated. We can't call them serious, let's be honest with ourselves.
Okay, fair enough.
There'll be lots of dumb jokes.
I think, real quick before we get into feedback here, Tets brought up a fan gathering that they're trying to get together called KoopoCon. We want to give a shout out to KoopoCon. You can actually read a little bit about what they're trying to do at their website. It's just KoopoCon.com, KUPOCON.com. There's a lot of good information on there. Looks like they're shooting for the first KoopoCons to be held in 2017. Looks like they're going to do one in London, England, and one in New York in the United States. No venues or specific dates have been announced just yet here, but just from the sounds of what they're doing, it sounds really cool. And there's no other big Final Fantasy fan conventions like this anywhere else. So if you want to put your support into this here and take a look into it, I highly recommend it. It looks like it's looks like they've got some pretty cool stuff that they're trying to get done with it here.
I definitely went with the best, because DashCon.
DashCon?
Basically, I'm hoping that they don't get in over their heads and wind up having another DashCon, which was the Tumblr convention that became infamous for not paying guests, having a donation drive mid-con, and offering people another hour in the ball pit.
Wow.
Oh, that one. I remember that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, hopefully it doesn't end up like that. These guys seem like they're a little more legit, so we'll see how it goes. I'm giving them my cautious endorsement.
Yeah, there seem to be professionals involved, so hopefully this will all go well. I'm definitely interested. I don't know if I will make it to London next year, but I'm interested.
I'm totally interested too. I mean, I can't think of any other major Final Fantasy fan get-togethers that are out there, other than I think Square runs one for Final Fantasy 14 every year, don't they?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know why that's sticking out in my mind. I'm pretty sure that they do, but I could be mistaken.
I'm just kind of surprised in general that there hasn't been like a big fan gathering yet.
You know, just put a full disclosure, I actually thought about trying to get a fan get together put together, nothing on the level of a convention, but just putting together a get together either on the East Coast or the West Coast. And my preference actually was to do it in Los Angeles, where hopefully we could persuade some of the voice actors to come out and do some meet and greets and such, but these guys beat me to it. So that said, we can move on to some listener feedback, and we did get a little bit of that. We'll start out here with a comment from Avalanche87 on the live stream forums here. And Ryu, do you want to read this?
Hey, you guys, just wanted to drop in and discuss the podcast. Mega hell yeah for FF9 to come to PC. I bought this one from a mate who I'm hoping to infect with the love of the FF universe and stories. 9 is my little push to get him into his head around how the game works and what it's like before 7 comes out, and hope to get him stuck into it also. Still, 9 is the second best FF I've played, with 7 coming in first, of course. I enjoyed 10 and 12. 12 Revenant Wings was a bit meh. 3 was awesome. 4 was even more awesome. I never finished 8, but plan to. Not played any of the 13s yet. Still need to get through 5 and 6, so I feel 6 will come in second and bump 9 down to third place. Holy moly, I ought to learn abilities by equipping. Serious! Think it's a shame to completely screw that up. You need to prioritize the sequence of learning abilities. So simply equip an item, ability to learn, unequip, equip something else. An ability to learn seems quite stupid, especially while characters had to build up over 100 AP to learn something stronger than normal. Gotta throw in, too, that despite my age, I'm kind of pumped for a more chilled-out FF world and world of Final Fantasy. I think it's going to be super cute and just be more of a lighthearted game and fun, especially with the nostalgic side of things, to a degree. But I still gotta pick up my console. I'm out to see if there's a super-duper whiz-bang special FF7 remake console for me to spend way too much money on. But it'll be...
You can go ahead and count on it.
But it'll be in addition to my collection, too. Got to contact a mate in Canada and a mate in California if I can get it shipped to their place. They ship to Australia for me in anticipation if they do for 7 what they did for 15 online order shenanigans. Renew Game Plus, I had no intention of enduring the pain again doing the FF4 NG Plus. Actually, easier doing the FF4 NG Plus, dude. In the feedback section, Vader, you were killing me, Lo. I thought I may have gone to mention them from my introduction post about my podcast bins that I may have gotten a shout out, Lo. And then Re or Tets, I can't tell which voice belongs to whom yet. I think it was Tets. I'm getting there. Saved the day, and I was pissing myself laughing as soon as I got my shout-out. LMAO. As I've said before, I listened to this in the car, so it's pretty hard to remember points I want to talk about. But this was extra worthy of listening through again. Also wish I could give you guys help with the whole iTunes thing, Lo. I'm one of the people who think apples are for eating and drinking. Cheers! That's what.
Thank you, Avalanche.
Southern half of the hemisphere, southern accent, right? Yeah, we're all agreed.
Yeah, yeah, we're good. And actually, JT actually ends up mentioning to him that it was actually he that gave Avalanche his shout out there as Tets hadn't made it onto the episode. But Tets, would you like to go ahead and give Avalanche a shout out just so he knows?
Yeah. Whatever.
Also, part of the reason why he became so immensely southern was because his follow up comment starts with "Ah, she, JT."
Yeah. To your remark about Final Fantasy VI bumping down Final Fantasy IX into third place, you're probably right. Just saying. You're probably right. It may even bump Final Fantasy VII down to second place. I'm waiting for lightning to strike me down for that remark, by the way.
No. She doesn't really care.
You can almost count on there being a special edition Final Fantasy VII PlayStation 4 console, by the way. There is no doubt in my mind that Square is going to try to capitalize on this in any way, shape, or form that they possibly can. There's no way they're not going to do some kind of special console with it. No way.
And Sony is going to go, absolutely, special console, release that shit.
Now, what I really want them to do is to put out some fucking t-shirts and shit. That's what I want. I want t-shirts and hats. Would that be too much to ask?
Yes.
Apparently. Square, I want to give you my fucking money.
They don't want take your filthy money.
I know.
Not for clothing.
Take my money. Take my money. Give us some clothing.
Really? He's naked right now, Square Enix. You might as well.
No comment. I am curious, though, Ryu. How is the new game, FF4 New Game Plus, easier than playing through the pain the first time around?
You already have all your augments. You can start the game with Death Incarnate.
Would you recommend following like an augment walkthrough?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I there was not an augment walkthrough when I played it through the first time, and
really?
Yeah,
they came out with one before it was released in the U.S.
Well, maybe I didn't look hard enough then, or maybe I just thought I could get away with it myself, but I did not use one, and I'm pretty sure I fucked up. So that I believe was the only remark that we really got off of the live stream forums here. We got an email from CJ, and Tets, do you want to read this?
Sure. Hello. I have been listening to the live stream podcast since about last October, and I really look forward to both the regular shows and the retrospective series. Everyone on both shows brings a different perspective. Please keep up the good work. In the most recent podcast, you guys asked if there are any RPG fans besides Carly who have not played Final Fantasy VII. I actually know two. I have one friend named Devin who seems to just rag FF7 for shits and giggles. I think he got on the hate FF7 because of all the attention it gets bandwagon and just never got off. He's a big fan of FF12, and I think that adds to it, since a lot of people in our age group really hated FF12 and loved FF7. The other person is actually my husband. Since FF7 is my favorite, I have tried many times in our 7 years of being together to get him to play, but he's completely uninterested. It's a bit of a bummer, since I would love to share the experience with him, but I think that's why he doesn't want to play. He has already seen me play it a lot, and I think he doesn't want to disappoint me by not being super into it if he plays. As for the question about Tabata stating there is no current plan for a FF15 sequel, I think that is a good move right there. With so much effort put into the world of FF15, if it came to be that they already announced a sequel, but the game tanked both outside and inside the fandom, Square would be downright screwed. Do they throw out the work they put into the sequel and call it a lost cause, even after they probably lost a ton of money on the main game too? Better to make sure the work they've done pays off, and they can feel out how receptive the community may be at receiving more FF15-related content. Besides, they have the FF7 remake and Kingdom Hearts 3 to throw time and workers on for the next year until FF15 status can be better gauged once it's been released for a while. Anyway, I am hoping to start playing through some of the upcoming games in the retrospective, if time allows. I am also incubating a tiny gamer due in October, so only time will tell how up to do anything I will be on any given day. Regardless, I always look forward to listening to the podcast. They massively helped me get through my workday. Thanks, everyone.
Awesome. Thank you very much, CJ. Appreciate that.
As a suggestion, you could try and get your husband interested in another game starring Cloud, like Parasite Eve.
I didn't realize Cloud appears in Parasite Eve.
Yeah, he's going by a different name, calling himself Aya, but you know, you'll recognize him.
Essentially the same character.
Oh yeah,
huh?
Long before Lightning. But no, granted, it's a very body horror game, so maybe don't actually play it while pregnant. But it is a very good game, also by Square. And if you've never played it, I do recommend it. Its sequel is also one of the few games in which a military force appears, is helpful, and is helpful towards you as the main character, and is actually helpful in their actions.
Unlike most post-apocalyptic horrific sequences.
Oh, it's not. I mean, Parasite Eve isn't post-apocalyptic.
Well, that's why I said horrific also.
Yeah.
As to your friend that seems to hate FF7 because of all the attention it gets, there are so many people that just hate something because the majority of the people love it. We call those hipsters here.
Look, I was hating on things before they were cool, before hating on things before they were cool was cool.
I don't understand the whole, I'm just gonna hate this because everyone likes it shit. There's a reason why everyone likes it. It's because it's fucking good. That's why people love it. It's good. Enjoy it. I'm telling you, things like Final Fantasy VII are so rare. That,
no, Square Enix. Rare was Banjo-Kazooie.
I'm just saying. it's like, I don't know. I would compare it to watching Steph Curry play basketball right now. He's such a rare talent. The Final Fantasy VII experience is so good, and a game that good is so rare that you owe it to yourself to at least take on the experience once, just to say you did and enjoy it.
It's like watching The Shining.
Why would you compare it to The Shining? I'm curious.
Because it is a head trippy masterpiece that you can't really understand by just description, because there's so many details that just...
I'll agree with you there.
That are there.
I will totally agree with you there. I don't understand.
Plus, people say both involve a frozen maze.
And the wonderful performance that Jack Nicholson turns in.
Oh, yes, I love his work in Final Fantasy VII.
Here's Hojo!
And Mr. T's turn as Barrett.
No. He was Marlene. It was actually Morgan Freeman as Barrett. I pity. He's like, there is no getting off of this train that we are all on.
Get in deep with Barrett.
You either get busy blowing up Mako reactors, or you get busy dying.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Usually, when I've reduced you to incoherent laughter, I think that's usually a good place for us.
Yeah,
to cut
for
it.
Sure. Thanks again to all who sent us in some feedback. We really enjoy reading it and responding to it here, and we highly encourage you to continue to do so. I'm not.
If only so I can read it in funny voices.
We do have a question for the listenership, and it actually is a two-parter. Do you think Square Enix will announce a Final Fantasy XII HD remaster at E3?
Or will they refuse to just despite Bangu?
And do you think it should include both the standard version and the International Zodiac Job System version? Should be interesting.
Note that having only the original is not a valid choice.
You can make that choice if you want, but I'm interested to see how many
but
people...
You'll be
yeah,
wrong.
I was going to say, I'm interested to see how many people would enjoy actually having the option to do either or. So... Should be interesting to see people's responses on this. So, we do want to hear from you. Send your questions and feedback to us at lifestreampod@gmail.com. You can also reply to the episode posts each week on the lifestream.net forums. Please leave us feedback on iTunes, and we will do our best to read your questions, comments, and feedback on air, unless you are anti-Apple, such as Avalanche. So... and once again, we would like to thank you for listening to the Lifestream Final Fantasy Podcast. Take care and always protect the crystals.
All work and no horrible science experiments makes Hojo a dull boy.
Music featured on this podcast is courtesy of Incompetech.com.